Now whatever is the object from which you shrink gives you experience of suffering. That very thing, when there is no shrinking, gives you delight. That very thing which was actually giving you suffering, gives you suffering only because of the limitation of your consciousness. You accept, for example, some people say, oh, sun is very heavy, scorching, I can't walk in it. But you say, I want to admit sun into my consciousness, I'm not limiting myself. This is an ordinary experience which many people can experiment with. The moment you say, I really want to welcome sun in my body, then that very fall of the sun and its shine and its heat, you enjoy it. In any case, in cold seasons, the same sun which was scorching and which was giving you trouble gives you delight. The same sunlight. Because you are now open to it. Your cold season enables you to open up fully to the light, to the heat. And therefore that heat gives you delight. It's the same thing. So basically, as Sri Aurobindo says, there is only delight in the world. If delight were not there, even suffering would not be there. There is only delight everywhere. Everything that we receive is delight. Everything that we send back is delight. Only in the middle there is a kind of a separateness, a small island we have made because of our limitation of consciousness. So when the delight is rushing upon you, you feel it to be undelight, suffering, because you are not open. It is otherwise delight itself. In itself, that which is rushing upon you is delight. You will have seen that in every experience of discovery, that which was found to be really dreadful, when you really discover that that which was dreadful was really your own mother, all your suffering goes away, disappears. When you find that this enemy, whom you thought you were the enemy, actually he was your best benefactor, your whole consciousness changes and he becomes delightful. The very person becomes delightful. So as Sri Aurobindo says, that the whole world is a sea of delight. The world is nothing but delight.
But only accepting it intellectually does not help.
No, not at all. That is why the consciousness, physically, our cells, must ultimately open up to that. Merely saying that all is delight, it only gives a philosophic calm. At the most you will not scold, you will not get wild, that is all, gives you some kind of quietude. But that is not enough. You should be able to convert it. But the very fact that you can convert it shows that basically all is delight. And delight is not inconsistent with it. On the contrary, suffering itself is possible only if there is delight. If there was no delight at all, or if the current of suffering itself was not a current of delight, suffering would not be suffering at all. Suffering itself is a current of delight. And that is the solution of the problem actually. That what you call suffering is itself a kind of a delight, movement of delight. And you could not have suffering if there was no delight at all behind it, or in it, or itself a delight. Delight behind, delight as a cause, and itself as a delight. Well, this is the real solution of the problem. That ananda is perfectly convertible into suffering, and suffering is convertible into ananda, and the whole world being a deliberate act of hiding and slow veiling and unveiling, because it is only through that kind of delight can be experienced. It is not that this is the only kind of delight. Therefore, those theories which say that this is the best of all possible worlds is not advocated. What we say is that this world is as good as any other good world. Any world that is created by God will be as good as basically. It may not have the same kind of experience, but fundamentally, all delights, whether it is ice cream delight of a vanilla or of chocolate, they may give different flavors, but both are equally delightful, and you can choose one or the other. Similarly, if you want this kind of delight which comes out of a slow movement, which gradually becomes quicker and ultimately becomes instantaneous, if you want this kind of delight, then this is the only way by which can happen. And this is what God has chosen now. Because we all agree, in fact, according to Sri Aurobindo, before even the veiling was done, we were all taken into counsel. And we were asked, do you want this? And we all said, yes, we want this kind of delight. We want the delight where you will hide yourself and we shall be seeking you, and gradually we shall be pining for you, we shall be in agony, and then the kind of delight which will come by your revelation, that delight, that we want. Therefore this is allowed actually, which is chosen by us. Only on this premise you can now absolve God from any kind of reproach, because this is a possibility of delight in which we all are partaking, and we are not different from God. As Sri Aurobindo says, if God were different from us and had decided that He will inflict this pain on somebody else than Himself, then you can say that, well, Himself remaining in delight and here for us this way. That is also not true. Advaita is the only answer. When we are suffering, actually He is suffering through us. So He is not absolving Himself from this suffering. He is also passing through this suffering. Inflicting pain upon others while Himself remaining immune from it is evil or monstrous. But He Himself suffering and inflicting suffering upon Himself. And by the decision of the one who is Himself but in another form, and that another form has consented to it, where is the reproach? So this is the solution.